This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado bill that would overhaul policing rules passed a House committee late last night. Lawmakers voted just before midnight to advance the measure, which bans chokeholds and requires body cameras, among many other things. CPR's Allison Sherry says the bill has drawn a surprising amount of support.
Republicans have, for all of their concerns at the very beginning when this bill was introduced, have come along. And, you know, the district attorneys have come along. Even the police chiefs say they have some concerns, but they've come along. And only one Republican voted no in the Senate. And we'll see what happens in the House. But that's, you know, I think what a lot of people would say is remarkable.
Four Republicans on yesterday's committee voted no on advancing the bill. Outbreaks of COVID-19 at elder care facilities in Colorado have declined since April, but health experts say there's another serious health risk to nursing home residents during a time of social distancing and limited visitors, loneliness. In response to that concern, Governor Polis announced last week that the state is creating a plan where people could visit relatives in nursing homes after being tested for COVID-19. The Colorado Rockies have selected a high school outfielder with their first pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft. Zach Veen is from Port Orange, Florida. He was selected with the 9th pick in the draft for first-year players. The pick comes as baseball officials are locked in negotiations with players over restarting the league during the COVID-19 pandemic. There's currently no solid timetable for baseball to return to play. Colorado weather is mostly sunny today and getting warmer into the weekend. 80s around Denver and Colorado Springs this afternoon. This is CPR News.